Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Paddock Podcast with Adam McCullough, Stephen Howson, Jay Motti and me, Joe Smith. We are live with the Paddock Podcast every single Monday at 4pm on YouTube. The Paddock Podcast title sponsor is Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming. Enjoy this week's show.
That said 4pm.
It did, and it was lying. It's not 4pm, is it? You don't get that on the brew, do you? Like clockwork on the brew, 4pm. Every Friday.
4pm-ish every single Friday.
Yeah, around 4 o'clock every single Friday. But this is Monday and we're here. This is the Paddock Podcast. That's Stephen Howson.
What are you looking at there?
League table.
Let's get straight into it.
Why did you do that to yourself? You've just been doing that.
Yeah, because we're talking about
top four,
Jay.
Why are you two looking at your league tables?
The league table is irrelevant to us. I think there's still a chance that we can get top four.
What do you think that's going to show you?
That we might be able to get top four.
No, he's delusional.
I spoke to you earlier on a preview about drinking in the morning.
Okay, so it's delusional.
Had a big weekend, didn't it?
You did, didn't it?
United, he disappeared on Friday, only arrived yesterday.
United have got six games to go, and we are 3 points off the team currently in fourth with the same games. It's delusional to think that in six games, there might be a four-point swing, having seen, I don't know, 2012, right. 2011.
Can we beat Arsenal?
Yes. Will we beat this season?
Will we beat Arsenal?
I don't know.
Right. Will we beat Liverpool?
Well, Tottenham and Arsenal can't both beat each other. So one of them's dropping at least 2 points. Question.
Can we beat Watford?
No.
Can we beat Everton?
No.
Can we beat Villa?
Right, can we? Shit.
We have got to beat Chelsea.
Okay. No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We don't have to beat Chelsea.
Yeah, we do.
Right, let's say we lose to Chelsea. Next.
Right. Here's the thing,
Arsenal.
Right?
Arsenal and Tottenham draw, so they both drop 2 points.
How many points do you think we need?
I think, so we've got six games left, a maximum of 18 points. I think 12 points would get us top four.
So give me your 12 points.
Three against Arsenal. Yeah?
Maybe.
Who else have we got?
Chelsea.
No points.
Brentford.
No, actually, Chelsea.
Brentford
one point.
Are on
one
fire.
3 points Brentford against Brentford, that's 7 points.
Whoa. So Brentford have won four of the last five.
Brighton away.
Brighton have just beat Spurs.
That's 11 points. And we'll lose to Liverpool. And then what's the other one?
Crystal Palace away.
And
last
we beat them.
No
that's,
chance.
That's 14
no
points
chance.
And that's top four.
Do you watch football?
I don't. No.
It shows in your comments.
No, I know that we're shit. And I know that we lose all the time and we drop points all the time.
I think we might win two of them games.
But the other thing you got to remember is...
Brentford at home, Arsenal away.
Arsenal
and then we might get Blasky Boot against Liverpool.
Yeah.
Absolutely bumbaclarted against Chelsea.
Okay, fine.
We might get tucked down the pier against Brighton.
No, that's not true.
And then we get fucked in the ass by Crystal Palace.
No.
If I was to say to you, our remaining games were like Wolves at home.
Yeah.
Or... Burnley.
There's no easy games for us, Newcastle away.
So your argument
or Villa
is
away with a 2-0 goal.
What easy
start.
Games do you want? Right, about like, Norwich at home
yeah.
at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
No, what if I was still to say to you that it was Arsenal at home or other games we've won
but
this
like,
season?
But that Arsenal game that you referred to, right? Yeah. This Carrick. Team now is not that team. That team under Carrick beat Villarreal, got a great result at Stamford Bridge where we felt a bit hard done by.
Best manager we've ever had.
And we got a good result at Arsenal where the crowd were fully behind the team. Everyone was pumping. Everyone's up for it. Now we've had 4 months of disillusion, getting knocked out of the cups, watching the Scousers and City go toe-to-toe for trebles and quadruples. Everyone's bereft of confidence. We've lost certain players for possibly forever. Like,
and yet,
it's not the same.
And yet, Jay, we are closer to Arsenal than we were then.
Like,
so that's my point.
And what?
But the point is that they aren't winning every game either.
I get optimism, right? I don't have a go at anyone for being optimistic.
You're acting like we're 10 points off and we're six
I'm just going off the football I've watched over the last few weeks. I just don't see us getting
the results
we need.
We've got to outpoint both of them by 4 points.
We've got to outpoint Arsenal by 3 points because we're on the same goal difference. We've got to outpoint Tottenham.
We just got to outpoint both of them by a point and then we...
From what they get for the rest of the season, we have to get that many more.
Right.
Tottenham, you need to outpoint Spurs by four because of their goal difference.
In six games. We've been 8 points clear at the top of the league with six games to go and lost it.
8 points
and that's
April.
When we were good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So Spurs could do that.
My issue with it all, right, is...
They've got two players scoring goals.
Just think...
We've got one. Even better.
We haven't been able to get a run together. Really. Spurs have had a run. Arsenal had a run, then it's tailed off.
Those runs are over now,
I know.
Jay.
I just look at us and see a team that defensive is all over the gaff.
Yeah.
Attacking wise, other than Ronaldo, no one's doing anything.
Anything.
Like,
have we got Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah.
So that's all that matters then.
It's all that matters.
Who was scoring for Barcelona? They were still Messi.
And I ain't being negative because I'd love to come in and go, you know what? I'm with you. I'm booking my flights for the Champions League next season. We're going
to
be there.
Booking already. Where to
the final. Where's the final? I'll book that. We'll be there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would love to be like that, but I just have to have a look at it and
Joe,
go.
Joe, do you know what the truth is? We've won like one game in our last nine or something, haven't we? It feels like that. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going
to
roll with it.
Some made up stat there.
Made up stat there.
Right.
We've won three of our last five in the league.
So we won one of our last nine, right?
Exactly.
We've won about one of our last
nine. I'll tell you what, we've won one of our last
one.
Nine against, I don't know. I can't even find anyone. Right.
So it feels Spurs like we've won one in nine.
That's surely not an argument you're going to stand by now.
Right.
Looks like it.
It does, doesn't it? Carry on.
So it feels like we've won one in nine.
Right.
Okay.
And in that time, everyone else has shit the bed enough for it to just look like this.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. If we'd have been 30% competent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The opportunity is like, if we'd have just beat Everton, I could sit here and say, I think we're going to be in the top four come the end of the season.
To be fair, we've won two of our last eight games.
Right, here's the thing.
It all comes. So it's ridiculous.
Watford are the worst team I've seen come to play United. What happened in that game?
Did we draw?
Yeah.
Right.
Nil all.
Clean sheet.
Hey. So defensively sound.
Everton.
Yeah.
Which is a massive improvement on the 4-1 drubbing we got when we played a million this
under
season.
Under Lampard have been fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Hang on a minute.
Awful. Sweary. Words.
I think we've got a breaking news. Have we? Have we, yes? Oh, Erik ten Hag, here we go. According to Fabrizio Romano, Erik ten Hag to Manchester United, here we go. Agreement on contract now set to be completed. Mitchell van der Gaag, priority candidate for coaching staff. Ajax and Man United in contact to discuss 2 million clause. Announcement timing depends on this, not today, tomorrow. So Fabrizio Romano with a here we go.
Wait. What's changed?
Well, it's a here we go by Fabrizio Romano. That's what's changed. He's decided to go with it. He's your mate.
Okay, but what new information have we had in that we didn't know Friday?
The new information...
That graphic he's done now.
Yeah, is that, you know, agreement on contract now set to be completed.
So it's just what Ornstein said on Friday.
Ajax and Man United in contact to discuss 2 million euro clause. Announcement timing depends on this day.
I'm glad you interrupted my scientific argument.
I'm sorry, but I got told as a here we go by Romano. Yeah. And let's not pretend you don't do the same. When Romano goes here we go, we all talk about it. Let's not pretend that I'm alone on this one.
Yeah.
Everyone, let's face facts.
That's groundbreaking information that we weren't aware of.
You interrupted Steve's 1 in 9 wins. maths.
Feels like one in nine.
You and Romano, no one's talking any bloody sense.
Feels like one in nine.
It feels like it. You're not the Met Office. You can't be like, oh, it's 17, but it feels like 14 because it's windy.
Hang on. Stop.
It's not real.
Close your eyes. Don't it feel like we've won one in nine games?
Oh, but honestly, it does feel
there
like.
There you go.
I know
there
it does.
There you go.
But the league table says otherwise.
Okay, well, that's all the bollocks anyway, isn't it?
That is the only thing that's not bollocks.
Should
that we've
go
said
with that?
So
should we go with that?
You fucking loser.
The league table is the only that? Thing that decides should whether we've won one in
nine. We've won one in nine.
Can you believe we've won one in nine?
We've won one in nine. Hey, but it was a derby.
If we'd have won more than that, if we'd have won more than
Liverpool and City,
we'd have already been in the top four.
Yeah, of course we would. But if we were even better, we'd have won the league.
Right, just to play devil's advocate, because I like Joe as my friend.
I don't know if that's true.
We've beaten Arsenal, right? And we've beaten Spurs.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so,
Brian, is there not a possibility that we could get the results we need?
Jay, I play the Euro Millions every week.
Right. Are you 100% it's done? That we're not getting top four? Are you like dying out?
I saw some...
Because even though I'm not with him, there's still that little, I do understand the argument of Arsenal and Spurs are always capable of being Spursy and Arsenal.
You got to beat Arsenal. If you beat Arsenal, I believe there's a chance.
Yeah.
Because you've kind of taken them out of it then. Because they're not going to then recover from that 3-point deficit that they've got on us.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, what do you want then? A draw between them?
Yeah, a draw. So they both dropped 2 points. And that way, Tottenham only need to lose one game. And if we win that game...
Do you know what it is, right? My attitude...
4% is United's odds at the moment.
My attitude will change tomorrow if we got a draw.
Yeah.
Well, that's a point we're not banking on.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking tomorrow is...
I would start believing.
Zero points.
Because it's like, it's a given. I'm actually tempted if you offered me a 1-0 loss, I'd take it.
Yeah.
What if we win, though?
Don't stay.
We've been saying this for about 5 years.
Do you think, though, why we could?
No.
When's the last time we beat Liverpool in the league?
I also play the Euro Millions.
Can you 11v11 it, Jay, and find out? When's the last time? Or someone behind the camera, find out the last time United beat Liverpool in the league. Because I can't even think of it. Was it
I remember
Rashford,
Rooney
two
scoring
goals?
I remember Rooney scoring at Anfield.
Yeah, I remember Juan Mata scoring about 10 years
it's
ago.
It's not that, is it? The 2-1?
Is it the Rooney?
Marcus, in it.
Rashford 2-1. Where it absolutely dumped on.
Did you say in a league?
Yeah.
Because you said about the FA Cup, didn't you? Like, we beat him in the FA Cup last season.
That was a good game, though.
3-2.
Marcus was on fire that day.
Bruno with a free kick. Or 2-1,
do you know what I mean?
3-2?
We used to beat the Scousers all the time.
Yeah, but now look.
Oh, do you know what it is? It's Marcus in 2018 was the last league
awful.
Game.
That is 4 years
That's
ago.
Amazing. That is amazingly bad.
Yeah.
And during that time as well, we've had some... Well, we've had the 5-0, obviously.
We finished above them.
We've had 4-2. a couple of 0-0s and a 2-0 loss. It's been... Oh, and a 3-1 loss. It's been absolutely abysmal.
Yeah.
Do you remember the 1-0 at Old Trafford when they were on a 20-game winning streak and we took the lead? And I've never watched the clock.
Was it Lallana at the death?
Yep.
And I've never watched the clock like I did that game. The match there, the clock's there, and I was like,
yeah.
I just couldn't take my eyes off because I thought any minute now they're going to get an equaliser.
Just before Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, they got that equaliser. And that's just, yeah. I mean, but this is it, though. Do you remember when we went 10 games at Stamford Bridge without winning?
Mm.
It happens.
Shit happens. And I beat them there all the time.
I think we're going to end up losing something like 1-0 and it'll be like...
Really?
Yeah. I think it'll be something stupid like a bloody penalty that's controversial, honestly.
One where you can go, oh, we almost got it.
Yeah.
You can be proud of that performance even though it wasn't the result we wanted.
I've got some super chats, get my words out, and I'll go through them. Deck Roberts says, why is our positional play so bad? Players popping up all over the place like an under-12s game. Bit harsh on under-12s.
Isn't it, can I just, on that point, why is our positional play so bad? And you can sort of do that with anywhere, any sort of people throughout the team, any position throughout the team, you can say, why is it so bad?
Yeah.
How are we on the same points as Arsenal? Like, they've had a good season. Tottenham have had a tumultuous but decent season. Arsenal fans and Tottenham fans are positive at the minute. Why do we feel like we're dying?
This is the myth of Arsenal, right? Arsenal haven't had a good season. What Arsenal have done is... They started off terribly, losing the first three games, right? Then they had a little bit of a mini run. Then they beat Spurs in the North London derby, where that gives them all a boost. Then they start getting knocked out of cups and everyone's again at Arteta out and all that nonsense. Then they win some games and the likes of Saka and Smith Rowe and these youngsters that they all rave about, Martinelli, score some goals and everyone's like, oh, we're wonderful again and Arteta's a genius and all that other drivel. Then they lose to Brighton.
Lost to Liverpool.
Lost to Liverpool.
Twitter, you would think they'd won how much crazy.
Because Martinelli nutmegged Andy Robertson.
Yeah, in a loss.
Trent Alexander-Arnold. And that clip went viral like that was part of a 5-0 win. Then they lose to Liverpool and go, okay. They beat Villa and then they lose to Palace, lose to Brighton. Lose to Southampton, and all of a sudden everyone's like, I'll set it out again. So they've just gone like that. They've just done a typical top four bid roller coaster, which all the teams that are going for top four do.
Inconsistent.
Yeah, you don't get top four or challenge for top four because you're min every week. No. You're doing it because you're struggling. And it's the same, United have done it kind of the other way around almost. We started off okay and then massively tailed off and then have sort of staggered a little bit under Ralph Ragnick, where we've had some decent results. You know, the win against Palace, win against Brighton, win against Spurs. And then we've had some, quite frankly, shocking results. The loss to Everton, the draw with Watford, the draw with Villa.
Lost to Middlesbrough, no, it wasn't in the league.
No, but you're just, right. Yeah. And it's the nature of those results as well. Like, drawing away at Villa Park at the end of the world, if you'd have come back from 2-0 down, but to throw away a 2-0 lead with 20 minutes to go.
I mean, we nearly did it this week.
And exactly.
Let's be honest, this is what doesn't give me the confidence.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that Norwich carved us open. I don't know if you've seen Liverpool.
Well, I'm not being funny, though.
Liverpool like a slightly better Norwich?
I think Timo Puk is better than Mo Salah.
Yeah. He's got more goals in the last week.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that Dowell, is it Dowell, that lad?
Yeah.
Hey, the one that was having a brew in between before he put it away. He had that much time to kill. he walks in a Liverpool's team. Sidant Badam says, ETH, here we go, by Romano. Been seeing some goals Ajax conceded and worried as it looks similar to how we have this season. That's a spirit. I get where you're coming from, but I wouldn't look too much into what's going on there, would you? Like, I saw lots of people going on about the cup final yesterday. And I watched 25 minutes of it, so I'm now a Dutch football expert.
With the shit.
But they looked like a bit unlucky, I actually, to be honest with you, from what I saw.
They were leading, weren't they?
Yeah, and then PSV got two quick goals.
Did they?
So they collapsed after half-time.
Yeah, two quick goals, wasn't it? Ajax had a goal disallowed, I think, and then it would work a few times as well, or at least once. I think PSV at the woodwork as well, though, to be fair.
Off the frame!
It was a close game. I don't think it's one of them where, you know...
Not go to PKs, no.
Sorry?
After the fourth quarter, they're not going to PKs.
They go to PKs.
Great. Who was that, by the way, tweeting?
I don't know. I think it might have been Louis. Steve pulled up a tweet of ours that said defence with an S. He was outraged. As a proud British patriot... He was infuriated that we'd gone with the Americanized spelling.
Disgusting.
Hey, it was disgusting. Aluminum.
Not fit to wear a uniform, Joe.
We'll be spelling centre backs ER too.
Yeah.
Hey, games gone. Yeah. Meter. Exactly. Saying calling away matches road games.
Yeah.
Hey,
this game's in the trash can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So apologies to anyone who's on our Twitter feed and saw that and thought we'd gone all American. Just because Joe's American, don't mean me and Steve are.
Yeah.
Joe Presbaluski says, Steve, what happens if Arnold does a madness in the summer?
So the reason I play the Eurobillions, mate.
What's he mean?
Well, he's like, if he's suggested it's possible that Richard Arnold does his fucking job.
Is that a madness now? Is that what we're classing as a madness?
Yeah, because Woodward for 10 years just fucking span around.
What if that guy who's on about a million quid a week, or not a week, a million quid a year or whatever, does the job that he's paid to do? It's
about 5 million a year, Jay.
5 million a year, sorry. That is me underselling
100 grand a week.
It's decent, aren't it?
100 grand a week to manage United.
Hey.
As CEO.
You know, does a good job.
To be fair, it's a big job.
It is a big job.
It's a fucking big job. What do you think he was going to get paid?
Peter Kelly says...
It's never going to be living wage, was it? What? Richard Arnold, but the CEO of Manchester United gets paid a lot of money. Shock horror.
I don't mind him being over living wage.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if he's on £10.30, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, a bit more than...
I get it, because it's a big job, innit? Do you know what I mean? And I can stomach that. But 5 million a year, you know, that's... Madness. Peter Kelly says, wasn't sure about beating Norwich before the game, but we reckon we shit out a 1-0 tomorrow night and ruin their league chances. You see, people have drank the Kool-Aid. Everyone
has been drinking everything.
Everyone's going on about the here we go by Fabrizio Romano, right? If you're not au fait with what's going on, and Steve's going to poo-poo this, but I'll read it out anyway. And can we get it on the screen as well, the tweet, so I don't have to keep repeating myself. Thank you, cheap people. Fabrizio Romano, 30 minutes ago, tweeted, Erik ten Hag to Manchester United. Now, if you don't know who Erik ten Hag is, he's the bloke that manages Ajax, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
For now.
Right, for now. So.
Expert in failure. Lost the league cup the league the other day.
Yeah.
The cup, sorry.
Here we go. Yeah. Agreement on contract now set to be completed. Mitchell van der Gaag, priority candidate for coaching staff. Then he's got a red emoji and a handshake emoji. Hashtag MUFC. We love hashtags, don't we, Steve? Yep. Ajax and Man United in contact to discuss 2 million clause. Announcement timing depends on this. Not today, tomorrow. Now, the argument that Steve's making is that's not much of an update. We kind of knew that all anyway. I mean, was there any doubts that this wasn't going to happen?
I think it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. At some point last week, Ornstein basically broke all of that.
When you spoke to Romano, what was he saying? You spoke to him last week, didn't you?
Everyone's of the opinion that this is who it's going to be, and like let him just finish the season, but it's sorted. Like the backroom staff needs sorting out.
Yeah.
And I know they're in conversations with a few different people, and that's it.
Who are they in conversations with? Do you know?
Some.
You do know. Well, see that glint in his eye? Then.
Yeah.
He knows.
He's like,
and
I know
he knows
with certain people. Who?
Don't start giving
it
all away.
It's not mine to put out there.
Oh,
some people are being coy.
Howson, you've changed, man. You used to message me at all hours of the day with all sorts of info, but I didn't even ask you for it. Yeah. And now I'm sat here as you're busy, just whisper it to me over the microphone.
I will say...
Go on, I won't tell anyone.
Don't believe the dismissals of Van Persie.
Okay.
For now.
There you go. Mm. Exclusive.
However, it's not... straightforward. Someone was mentioning it. I think this is the reason for it. The lack of a work permit because he doesn't have his qualifications is one of the
How is that a thing? We're Manchester United Football Club. It's Robin Van Persie.
Yeah,
how is a work permit?
To get Ralf Rangnick.
I know, but
it
still.
Took an extra 3 weeks.
Come on. Like, how can we not get a work permit?
Fucking Brexit, innit? Literally, Brexit.
This is how we lost out on Michael Essien.
Yeah. Yeah, and he could never play for
there
English
are
club,
others, and there is a lady that we are... looking at as well.
Interesting.
A lady who may or may not do analytics and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. There's another rumour doing the rounds, and it's not been addressed on this tweet, but I wanted to ask you about it because there was a report that I read somewhere about the lad that you've mentioned a few times on the Brewer Verge. You're talking about him. Is it Paul Mitchell? Is that likely, do you think, to happen? Because there's sort of people saw him and Ralf Rangnick. He's leaving Monaco, I think, or he's left Monaco. I think he always leaves.
He might be leaving
He might be leaving Monaco at the end of the season.
Chelsea
people
want
look
him
at
well.
Him as a bit of a guru when it comes to the old overseeing stuff.
Should do.
Working with the manager.
He's sort of hipster's choice almost, isn't he?
You've got a little smirk there. I've seen a little smirk coming in your
kind
face
of like
there.
A
little.
Big name.
I can't tell you something on air because it's not because it's like ITK stuff. It just sounds wank for me to say out loud.
Right, okay. Well, you can tell us off air.
I'll tell you this off air
right,
because this isn't me trying to be like,
literally,
it's nothing to do with him coming to United.
Right.
Whether or not that's happening, I don't know if that's happening. It just sounds braggy and wank to say it.
All right.
I'll tell you this off
air. I can.
And you know what the internet's like? This will get spun to fucking kingdom come if I say it out loud.
Is Paul Mitchell in your house right now? Is he staying at yours?
So.
Is
it, okay. Has he messaged you recently?
And on that note, I do need a bathroom, Tyler.
Really?
Has he messaged you recently?
No.
Has he messaged you ever?
What's Romano saying?
Wow.
Hey, there we go. We can read between the lines.
Is Phil Mitchell still your favourite Mitchell? You like Grant and Billy as well, I know that.
Billy's a prick.
Really?
A weedy boy.
Yeah.
What about Phil then? You like him, don't you? Or is it Paul now?
Yeah, it's Paul.
Good lad. Interesting.
It'd be great, innit, if we had Paul Mitchell and Mitchell van der Gaag.
So on Ten Hag.
All right, fair enough.
Sorry, would you? The Mitchell thing, I get it. I'm joking. So on Ten Hag, do you like him? Do you think he's got a chance of beating Klopp and Guardiola? Like, is he shit?
That's
is
a good question.
Like,
that.
Well, think, that's the thing. Like, what do you think of him?
He's got a good style of play. He definitely turned Ajax around.
Yeah.
For me, the most impressive thing about what Ten Hag's done is he got a team rinsed. Mm. Like, you know, he had a bit of success in Europe, which is more than you can hope for an Ajax side lately. They got rinsed. Like, that team literally got picked apart. That team now literally plays in every country in Europe bar Holland. Maintained winning. Kept the integrity of his team, just promoted more fucking youngsters.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And if, who doesn't
like
that
his style of play? Club?
Yeah.
Because it's more possession based than Rangnick, isn't it? It's more. It's almost like a hybrid of Klopp and Guardiola. But
yeah,
more
and
towards
I think
Guardiola.
That's. I think that's. To be honest, my style of play is a bit like that. Yeah. Like that's how I like to see it. I think you've got to dominate the ball. I think the modern game requires it. I don't think you can be successful without the ball. I think any top level team, any team challenging for owners, should be a team that dominates the ball. And I think he does that. And I also think Pep's 25 passes to maintain positions a bit much. You know that literally, like you win the ball back, you make 25 passes. Now the reason for that, Pep says you lose the ball within 10 seconds of winning it. That's the time that you can that you lose the ball. It's also the time that you can score. So if you win the ball high up the pitch, you try and score. If you're not high up the pitch when you win it, like middle third or your own third, you make 25 passes. And now what that does is it resets your shape. And they pass the ball to reset their shape. And they pass it 25 times and then they'll start their attack from there. That's why they end up with 800-900 passes per game. Because a lot of what they're doing is resetting the shape. And I'm not a fan of that. I'd rather be more direct. Mm. I'd rather be almost every time you get the ball, can we play it forward? And even if you've got to knock it around to drag somebody out of position, I'm about that. Mm. But can you get the ball up the pitch? Can you start creating opportunities? And I don't like necessarily what Klopp does with that. I think they put a lot, they remind me a little bit, and this is getting clipped up, fucking
Burnley.
Late 80s Wimbledon.
Yeah.
There's
beautiful.
A lot of percentage balls about what they play. Now, obviously, it's way more technical than that, but there's a lot of channel balls. It's very 80s English style of play, really.
A lot of crosses from deep as well, isn't there? Overlaps, crosses from deep.
Yeah, I mean, it's 100% more technical and probably more effective than that.
Yeah, of course.
But I think in essence, I think it lives in bit that of sort of sphere.
Big punt up, get on the end of it, son. What do you make of it? Because you like your foreign football, don't you? Hey?
Yeah.
You like that? Him. Don't you? All that he's stuff?
The honest truth is, there isn't a young up-and-coming manager that has won the Champions League or that has done it in multiple leagues or whatever that isn't tarnished or thinks they're too good for United or just, you know, someone that hasn't managed at a high enough level. That person isn't there. There isn't a Jose Mourinho in 2004 or, you know, a Klopp in, you know, 2012, whatever it was, 13, whatever it was.
No.
Like,
there's not a million, like, up-and-coming mega managers, is there? No, they kind of all get snuffled up.
Yeah, even Nagelsmann got the job at Bayern Munich, which was by far the biggest job in Germany, hadn't really won anything.
Yeah.
Like, he'd done good work at Leipzig, but you have to sort of take it, you know, the rest for yourself. Like, there isn't anyone that's done it and still at a small club. So he's the best you're going to get. If you want an up-and-coming manager, you have to go for someone that did well, but at the biggest club in their country. There isn't anyone else. So I think he's the best available.
That's the one thing. I wanted to ask you this as well, because how much are you excited by him as a manager on his, you know, what he's achieved and what he does, or how much of it is you don't really like the other candidates? Because
I don't like the other candidates. You've
been very, very vocal.
I don't
about
like the other candidates, but I also
sort of, you know,
none of this fucking matters unless he's actually given the keys.
Okay.
If he's just a fucking chauffeur.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he has to be able to fucking drive it where he wants to take it, not drive it where Richard Arnold wants to take it.
The structure's a big thing. We've been saying that for ages, haven't we?
That's another reason why I would 100% leap for Ten Hag over Conte. Because I think Ten Hag. And this isn't inherent in Ten Hag, but in a point in Ten Hag, you are making a footballing decision to look at a restructure, in my head at least. If you appoint a Conte, you're just carrying on normal jogging from your Louis van Gaal and Jose Mourinho era, where it's going to be, it's like Ancelotti. Ancelotti's not going to be asked about what the analysis department looks like. He's been doing this shit 50 years. Yeah. Just carry on doing what he's doing. Conte's going to come and do exactly the same. You've never heard of Conte overhauling systems and this, that and the other, whereas you know that Ten Hag is very hands-on and uses sports science integrally into what he does. Mm. So you bring in Ten Hag with Ralf Rangnick, ideally with a Paul Mitchell as well. I'm thinking you've now assembled like a front office that actually has a fucking clue what it's doing, rather than Ed Woodward spinning around in his chair and fucking Matt Judge asking some of the best right backs in the world who the fuck they are.
Yeah, he's not playing for PSG right now, is he?
Go on.
With Ten Hag.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say something else then.
Talking about like a new system and overhaul, revamp, all these words that were said when Louis came in, were said when Jose came in. I know Jose's not a stick around and change things all the way through the club. But at what point do we go, after this manager, we hire someone similar to him? We hire someone similar to them. Yeah. We keep getting the next best manager that plays our style of play. Are we hopeful that that's happening now?
Yeah, and
because
I hope
otherwise
that's why
it's
Ralph's
another
here.
Overhaul every 3 years.
I hope that's why Ralph has an input here and is able to leave some fingerprints all over the gaff. Because let's say you go 2 or 3 years with Ten Hag and you've started, even if you're like 80% of the way there, 70% of the way there with a Ralph Rangnick, a Ten Hag team, and for some reason it falls off and you get Tuchel in. Well, you're not doing a 180. You might deviate 5 or 6 degrees left or right, but it's kind of in the same vein. Mm. And if it's not Tuchel, it could be Nagelsmann by that time, because for some reason he seems to be not happy at Bayern for whatever reason. If you went from Ten Hag to Nagelsmann, you're very much moving along a similar trajectory. You're not going Louis van Gaal, Jose
Mourinho. Yeah, that's been the problem, hasn't it?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. You're not going in like 180 degree decisions. So someone that you sign for Ten Hag, very likely going to fit for what Tuchel wants to do, very likely fit what Nagelsmann wants to do. And in a way, Manchester City sort of did this in reverse. They signed Kevin De Bruyne and Sterling when Pellegrini, I think.
Yeah, no, it was here. But with a view to Pep.
Yeah, with a view to wanting to play this style of play that Pep plays.
What City got right was when they knew they couldn't get Pep straight away, they waited for him. Mm. They wanted him. He was at Bayern. We can't get him. All we'll right, wait.
Then. On that note,
and we'll
then,
make an offer through him that he can't say no to. If which United, is exactly what they did.
If United were doing that,
yeah,
the man they want isn't available. Let's wait. Yeah. Let's get him. Yeah. We'd have Pochettino now. So does it not worry you that from a sort of consistency perspective that we haven't gone for Poch? Even though you don't want him, he's clearly who United wanted two years ago, 3 years ago, 1 year ago.
And I also think,
Woodward might have been the one who won.
And I also think that, you know, okay, whilst they were waiting for Pep Guardiola, he underachieved in Europe, but he still won the Bundesliga. Mm-hmm. Whilst we haven't got Pochettino, I think his stock's fallen.
Yeah.
I think it, you know, had he gone to PSG and even got to a semi-final in the Champions League this season and sort of, you know, walked the league and won a cup, people go, okay, yeah, he's carried on. But he hasn't. He didn't win the league in the first season. He flopped in Europe twice. And people going, actually, flopped in the cups domestically. And it's like, really?
It's mad that he's won the only trophy of his career and he's almost certainly going to win the league this year. Yeah. And people think less of him now than they did when he got sacked by Tottenham.
Expectation.
Mad though, isn't it?
Unai Emery won like 7 trophies or something at PSG in a few years or something. Well,
Emery's record's about
3 championships in a row.
It's like,
he's had a job since.
Yeah. Emery's record is like 10% more winning. 10% more wins, I think. Or win ratio than what Poch's is.
Yeah. See, that's
and I
massive.
I think Tuchel's is as well. They're both Emery's in the 70s. He's in like the
And Poch has probably got the best team.
In the fucking world.
Yeah. Out of all the managers and Urel. So yeah, player for player, he's probably got more stars than
if
anyone.
If I said to you, go on, sign me a player to improve PSG, you go...
Maybe Kante?
All right. Yeah.
In midfield? Mm. Have you seen the midfield?
I know. Is it Verratti, Idris Gueye, and fucking Wijnaldum? Not bad, is it?
Not bad,
is
it?
Di Maria. Yeah.
Anyway, I've got a question.
Kazawa.
Fellas,
what?
Have you started your spring cleaning yet? Eh? Have you?
I've done a bit of hoovering.
Because, yeah? The carpets need cleaning, the drapes need dusting, and your lawn needs mowing.
Did a polish.
Good. Well, we all do that.
We know what's I don't need to do my carpets because mine's laminate through it.
Oh, is it laminate? Yeah. Hey, nice. Because spring has sprung and the global leaders in below the waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle 5 in your pants, or as we say, your kecks. Time to clear out your winter bush.
Who is this you're talking about?
What?
Keep reading.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped.
Oh, it's Manscaped! Get it!
By going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
Could
and
have
using
away that.
The code Devils20. I like the fact that both of you kept up the suspense of like, what's he on about?
Who is it?
Even though you can play it.
Jiggy bollocks, I show them what's what. Don't read this. Show them the difference.
Listen, we've all been there, right? Where we've had the little bit of, you know, you've got the razor blades out and you've got the torch in your mouth. You've got the phone with the torch on in your mouth and you're up there and you're trying to do all this business and you haven't got the lawnmower 4.0 technology and you're hurting yourself and your missus is kicking off as to what all the noise in the bathroom and it's one of them. It's a bit embarrassing. Well, none of that, right? Because Manscaped have got you covered. You've got the lawnmower 4.0 technology. Yeah. You've got the trimmer. Yeah, you've got the weed whacker. Mm. You've got the skin safe technology. Yeah, to minimise nicks and cuts and all that stuff that you might get with other products. Yeah, and also you'll have to read that next bit because there's a camera in the way.
Also,
here we go. The Start of Spring marks Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April. Right, and Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection.
Bit of a tap on that, Manscaped, I'm going to be honest. But it's
the right thing to do as well. It's because you know, it's the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35. So obviously, you know.
That includes me. Just me on this table.
Right, what's that
you old bastards.
What I mean?
Oh, I've come out of a high-risk group, nerds. Well, I'm in it. And thank you very much to Manscaped for looking after us.
It's part of the We Save Balls initiative.
Don't get our balls felt no more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we just feel each other's balls just to be safe. Anyway.
Yeah, good. And that's because they're silky smooth with Manscaped.
Daily. You can never check too often. Yeah. Also with that, you get all the crop preserver, the crop reviver, the anti-chafing technology, all that stuff with your little goodie bag as well. So make sure you're checking it out.
Travel bag,
that's the word I was looking for.
If you go into the doctor's, you don't show up with a fucking, looking like you've got someone in a fucking, like Joe in a triangle, do you?
No, exactly.
You get your shit trimmed.
With that 4.0 technology, man.
Let the fucking doctor perform a prostate exam on a hairy bum, are you? Mm. Have some fucking shame.
Have some class.
Yeah, 20% off, free shipping. Use the code DEVILS20 at manscapes.com. There's a link in the description. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life.
Good Manscaped, innit?
Yeah,
I use it all the time.
I do. Yeah. I do as well. It's a good gift.
Yeah. And it's good. It's one of the only things I trust around the back. So,
yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. We've got a few super chats. That's what they're called. Prince Varahiz says, it's a confirmed here we go when Maguire and Telles play at the back.
Nice.
Yeah. Abhinav Verma says, put some respect to Emery. He's taken Villarreal to Europa winners, to semis in the Champions League, and Arsenal fans are Arteta in. Yeah, he's done well, hasn't he, Emery? Can't dispute his record. It's been pretty decent. Arsenal was a bit of an outlier, really, wasn't it?
Didn't he even win a trophy there, though? Didn't he win
the Europa League final?
No, he didn't.
But, he got to the final.
Arsenal,
Chelsea,
didn't he? Do you know what I mean?
He's a good manager.
AAO, who's been a member of the Academy for 17 months, says, hi, guys, great content. Assuming this is a four-year deal, as it's been reported, if you had to guess today, will Ten Hag still be here 4 years from now? Stephen?
4 years is the benchmark, isn't it, now? No one's had four.
Mm. Who's the longest-serving post-Fergie? Is it Ollie?
It's Ollie, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Ollie.
You got two full seasons.
It's close though, isn't it? Him and Jose must have been close.
He got nearly three. Yeah. I think Jose was 2.5.
Oh yeah, because he had caretaker, didn't he?
Would say 4 years. And I think it'll less be on him and more on that the cultural reset that we're expecting, hoping, dreaming for, doesn't quite go down so well.
Also, you have to remember how hard it is to assume or to keep up the, we'll give him time for 4 years. If he's not won in 4 years, we ain't giving him time. Like, I'm not saying...
Are you going to give him time?
Well, yeah, of course. How much did we get slagged off? Sat on watch-alongs, or I'll talk for myself. How much did I get slagged off sat on watch-alongs saying, I don't want Ollie to get sacked? Or up until pretty much the week he was sacked.
I think...
Like, of course I'll give him time. We need someone to have time because it's not going to be done overnight.
Here's the top and bottom of it. Shit. Right? It's less, and I think some people hopefully are realising this now after seeing what's happened with Ragnik, it's less on the manager and more on the selection that you're able to put out. Mm. Like, people are like, well, why is Maguire getting picked week in, week out? Who else is there?
Yeah, Varane's injured.
Literally, yeah. Varane's
Phil Jones, who's played one game in 3 years.
Phil Jones got injured after his one appearance. Like, I don't even know what an Eric Bailly is. Like, who the fuck are you going to play?
Yeah. What worries me a little bit with Ten Hag, not worries me, but like, what might happen is, it happened with Fergie this. You come in, you have a great first season, or a first season where people go, okay, yeah, playing. It happened a little bit with Klopp as well. Mm. Then the next season, it's not as good, or, you know, because it's still in transition, you're bringing in youngsters, you're making new signings. It's like, and then people go, oh, well, we're going backwards, get rid of him. Do you know what I mean? I think we have to show that patience that it might not just all be one trajectory. There might be a little kink in the road as he's getting the long-term things in place. which is like what Fergie did. Yeah. And then you sort of see for the greater good. I've seen the clip during the rounds the other day of, you'll remember it but well, Mark Hughes, the ball to Matt Robbins, where we beat Forest in the cup, and people said that saved Fergie's job because he was under pressure. But I've heard Bobby Charlton and a few others say he wasn't under the pressure that people make out, because we knew what was going on behind the scenes. We knew he had the academy in order.
Edwards was like, phone him on the day?
Yeah, he's like, you know, the structure was in place for long-term success. And you know what? He kind of had a little bit of that, didn't he, Fergie? Because it kind of worked out.
He did all right in the end.
Yeah, he did all right in the end, won a few trophies and all that. So we might have a little bit of that with Ten Hag, because I don't think he's going to come in and go, two transfer windows, and next thing you know, we're challenging for the title, or it's all plain sailing. There might be a little one where you go, actually.
What if we lose 5-0 to Liverpool at home?
I'm not going to call for his head, no.
No?
Depends on the performance.
No.
Well, it's not going to be a good one, is it?
Like, well, the thing is, though, does it start with, like, one set of tactics? He spots that you go 3-0 down, he goes, fuck this. Yeah. Changes it, and actually, then it's like a scrappy penalty and a deflection for the fourth.
What if it looks like the players have almost given up like it did? Like, what if that's what, like...
I think we're backing, man. I think we stick with him.
For how long?
The thing is, you can never just, like...
I know you can't just...
I'll never say... Boil it down to one sentence. You can't blame the manager ever. Well, the circumstances will dictate. What did he do? Like, you have to look at what's possible. Like, some things I think Ralph needs to take the blame for, and literally tomorrow night is going to be one of them. I'm serious, because have we seen any defensive performances that have been impressive under him? We haven't. So you have to say, Ralph, you need to be better at that if you're going to be a coach. I know he wants to be a club builder. But
you were quite complimentary of Ralph Rennick, I felt, on your post-match review against Norwich. You said, look, got to give him credit for the things he's done and things that he's sort of had to sort out. But there's a big part of me that's been massively underwhelmed. I'm not going to lie to you. I think a lot of the players have just fully fucking down tools.
I just thought,
I got really excited. I bought into, because you were raving about him before you even got here.
And the thing is, I'm not reneged on that either.
No.
Because actually, I think you'll see the benefits of what Ralph's done. I think he's shone a big fucking mirror at the squad and gone, wanker.
It is almost a case of, he's a likeable bloke who's been honest, who has stuck to his guns, we know he's sticking around. Maybe we needed that sort of reality check of, it's not just the manager's fault. Because when Ollie left, it was, the manager is the only problem at this football club, almost. That was how the social media would have you believe. This is probably going to buy Ten Hag an extra 3 or 4 months of being shit. Because we know these players are bullshitters. Like, that wasn't the storyline when Solskjaer got sacked, and it is now. So that's maybe a good thing longer term.
Yeah.
Sergio Lopez says, we'll be fighting for top four again next season, but hopefully we can push for a trophy at FA Cup. Which academy player feature frequently under Ten Hag next season?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Academy player. I'm going to say James Garner.
I don't think he will.
No. Brandon Williams?
No.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know if Rashford will.
Hannibal Medjugorje.
Maybe.
Jesse Lingard.
Fucking doubt it.
You got Paul Pogba.
I fucking doubt that, man.
Technically academy. Oh, do you know what? If he wants to get me on board, bring back Danny Welbeck, bro, and I'll be fully Ten Hag.
Solo him, please.
I'm honestly excited by James.
How you win the fans over. Resign Danny Welbeck.
Solo on him, please. Yes. I want to be on this. Thank you.
Go to Brighton. Go to Potter and say, we'll give you Pogba, Cavani, and Lingard if you give us Danny Welbeck.
Yeah, you can have their contracts. And they go, brilliant. And then they get them and go, wait, there's fuck all left in any of
Danny
these.
Danny comes home. Yeah. We changed the name of the stadium to the Danny Welbeck Arena. Zachary Purvis says,
Danny Welbeck Bowl.
Can Aaron Wan-Bissaka be a defensive fullback he likes to use or not so much, since he seems to want a ball-playing centre-back at that spot? If not, Wan-Bissaka, what about Williams?
What? Is this for fullback, did you say?
Yeah, I think he's saying, basically, can Wan-Bissaka be the defensive fullback that Ten Hag wants?
No, because he uses fullback a lot in the build-up, not a prayer.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few players who are going to be like,
I'm really excited.
As long as he's got the permission to be like, you're not going to lose your job. You're not going to lose your job.
you know.
How exciting is it though if we get two or three players, maybe a big-ish name that you're confident that can do a job?
I don't give a fuck if we don't get a single big name. I don't care.
Well, that's what I mean. Like
what he said,
bringing in a mixture of people where you go one for the future, two people he's heard of and we haven't, and then one where you go, oh, that's exciting. You know, you want something to tickle
one
your loins a little bit
to start doing.
But it's
going to
be so fucking exciting come 6th of August.
Always is a new manager. It's great,
isn't
it? It's sexy.
It's exciting, isn't it? We're going to win the fucking league next season.
Do you know what?
Solo, get me off screen.
Say it, Joe.
Sweaty one. Next season, 21 is coming. Fuck it.
No pressure on Ten Hag. Do you know what though? I fully
if we don't,
I fully thought we would under Van Gaal in pre-season when we beat everyone.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, we're going to look.
Did you see the football, Jay? Yeah. Honestly, Fergie was known for his one-touch fucking back-to-front counter-attacking football. Some of the shit that we played in there. Barcelona, in LA, it was like Sam Johnson in net, Tyler Blackett, fucking Jesse Lingardinho, James Wilson, I think, was involved in it somewhere. It was like an Academy 11 that fucking rascarted Barcelona. I was on Deansgate. What the fuck is that pub called on Deansgate? Watching it now on Deansgate. If there'd have been a camera near me, I'd still be getting clipped up now. Yeah. I was talking all sorts of shit.
You weren't alone. I remember going on a stag do. We looked at our first seven fixtures, and me and my mate were putting money on us to win all seven
of them.
And we lost the first one against Swansea.
I remember Swansea.
Vive the revolution.
We'll win the first seven.
The thing is, we never played it.
We'll
Real Madrid.
I know.
Was it Danny Welbeck as well?
We beat the Scousers. We beat everyone.
Just one touch football, and then Lou was like, okay, we've had fun. We're not doing that again. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Louis, what have you done to us? Honestly, one touch us.
The film trailer was amazing. The actual film.
Yeah, we're not doing that again. You're right. Right.
They put all the laughs in the trailer.
Now we're just going to keep hold of the ball
all
forever.
The jokes in pre-season.
And not try and score.
Right, you see what we did in pre-season?
Yeah.
Let's take three times as many touches.
Let's just pass
and
it
half
across.
As many goals.
And I don't want to see you in their box ever. No. Ahmed Abdel Basit says, Romano just said there are problems with our VPs. Work permit, good job, Steve. Do you think Ralph should play three in the back tomorrow?
Honestly, some tactical variation would be nice.
Have you ever had three in the back?
Not in the back.
At the back, sorry. Do you ever play that?
No.
How hard is it to like...
Is this an office sketch? Right, so you've got three in your back. How hard is it? Hey?
Honestly,
they're in behind you, and you're thinking, ooh, he's hard.
This is a bank holiday, and this is a family show. So you fuck yourself out.
Blatantly, you trying to wind up Gareth Keenan, right? We all saw through that, even he did.
I played a back three for full-time Devils FC when we twatted Arsenal Fan TV with Andy Tate up front.
Yeah, okay.
For 5 minutes.
That sounds great.
I didn't put him on 5 minutes.
But it seems like, did you give him
44 seconds?
There's a point where
technically, I beat him with Andy Tate up front.
Enough to get the clip.
They had a thousand people going out to a trial. Yeah. I played Andy Tate.
I remember when he came on for Oldham. Do you remember that? They had to find a clip of him. It looked
like a full make-a-wish thing.
It was arse on him.
I played 3-8 back in that 3-5-2.
But it feels like there's a point where everyone was like, that's the only way to win leagues now.
As flying fullbacks just fucking penetrating, giving whip. Every team at this sort of level loves a two up front. So you just play 3 in the back.
Yeah.
See, 3 in the back, bit of penetration.
Penetration.
It's hard, but you get there in the end.
Your box is stuffed with big, strong men.
Do you know what we were talking about earlier? About he needs to go back to... Joe, I'm going to share with you lot our production meeting. I said, I need Joe to be a silly goose again, right? And I don't like him being the super chat reader guy.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm with you.
We appreciate your super chats.
Yeah.
I want him to be a fucking weapon again. Yeah. Walking up and down here on the street outside and he's filming himself
just like
in a dressing ground, right? Yeah. If everyone wants that, spam the comments. We want our Joe back.
I want
our Joe back.
Joe Smith in lederhosen bursting through the door.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I love that.
I want him writing sketches. I want to come down here, ask why does it smell like sweaty Fanny, right? And he's like, I've just bought 80 fucking packets of Skips, right?
That's true.
What? Even I didn't know about this.
The genitals evening. It did smell like bollocks in that night.
Yeah. I want to walk in here sometimes and go, why is he whipped cream in the shower? And Joe goes, I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah.
I want that Joe back.
Yeah, I want Dimitar Berbatov telling you to fuck off. I want that again. I love that. Come on, let's have enough of all this analysis and insight and all that. If you want any of that drivel, we'll listen to him.
Let's have a laugh.
Right, analysis. Let's have you dancing down Dean's Gate or whatever it is you do. Yeah. Daniel Kirk says, early Wally of the Week shout, Priti Patel for wanting to send Ukrainians to Rwanda to get documentation. What a dreadful human being. A wise man called her something else. He called her a see you next Tuesday, and I'm glad to agree with him. Caleb Dirtil says, he's been a member of the league, first team in 40 months. Shout out to Wayne Rooney for putting up a fight, but ultimately just being unable to come over. A 21-point deduction. Impressive still what he managed to do.
Best job in football.
You can't argue with what... loads of people in the comments saying bring Joe back. Kevin says bring Joe back. Ross Murphy, Late Night Live. Laughing emojis. Trond Eric Hoivik says, give us our Joe back. Santa Notch says, hashtag make Joe Joe again. Late Night Live. Everyone, absolutely. Do you know what I have? I'm not just saying this. I've been stopped at Old Trafford, people asking me about Late Night Live.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It was fun.
People love that.
Yeah. It was that I didn't have a Friday night what, for a year.
That's tough shit. We're willing to make that sacrifice.
To film it by myself.
We're willing
week.
To sacrifice your
anyway,
Friday night.
We'll sort that.
Yeah. That
we'll
you promising
it. Thursday night.
Yeah, promising then.
Listen, this is why he's so fucking delusional about us getting top four. Yeah. Might as well let you in. Yeah, if we're not in Europa League, we'll do Thursday nights.
There you go.
Yeah.
If United get Champions League,
I'll
bring it back on Thursday.
Thursday nights. Yeah. Right, and you've what swore, a treat. You've promised, haven't you?
Promise
on your mother's grave. Yeah.
My mother isn't dead.
Right.
I swear on your hair's grave.
Jay, she's not dead yet, Jay.
Right. Sergio Lopez says,
right. Hey, am I wrong?
No. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
Eric, except me. Hope it's a jar.
You made a deal with him, didn't you?
Yeah, because I want to be one of those one in seven that don't die. Sergio Lopez says, when Ten Hag eventually wins the league, Jesus Smith to shave his head, make it happen.
Have you seen the size of his head?
Yeah.
Would you shave your head?
So right fucking Ten Hag dome wins like,
No, I won't. If you said to me, shave it and I can guarantee he will, then I would.
Yeah.
But if he's going to do it anyway, why do I have to shave my head? You shave your head if you'd love it so much.
If he wins the league.
No, if he wins the league, you grow your hair.
All right, I'll grow the Dr. Phil that you always go on about. He always says I'll have
that
a Dr.
You can
Phil.
Do. Is that all you can do?
During lockdown, it's that bad, right?
It looks like he's got one of those pillow case things from an airplane.
Just put
it a bit
when I had COVID, right, it's that bad. I was up once at the top of my stairs, at the top of our
top
house.
Of the
on top of the stairs in our house at the top floor.
Like, up at the top
and I ate that much. The only person who saw me is my missus. We've got three kids. We lived together for 8 years. And I was even shaving it then. I didn't even like her seeing it.
Yeah.
If we win the league,
I will grow a swap. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do a Dr. Phil with a comb over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Charlton.
Bobby Charlton style. If we win the league, he's shaving his hair. What are you going to do?
I'm not going bald, but I'll cut it.
You what?
To be fair, come January, I might be shaving it anyway.
Well, that's not a deal, is it? You can get a tattoo on your face.
Just saying.
Yeah.
A Mike Tyson. Will you get a Mike Tyson tattoo?
Not allowed.
We'll switch.
We'll think of something for you. Give us a comment. Let us know what Steve. Let us know what Steve can do. Lewis Taylor says, what's your favourite post-Fergie era moment up to now?
Rashford in PSG.
Yeah. That was the one time I felt almost as happy as I can be.
Yeah, no,
I nearly passed out with cheering.
Yeah. There's a few. That's
imagine
there.
That and Everest as well.
Everest
just didn't last long enough.
37 seconds.
At least with Rashford, you got the full night.
I was telling you the other day when we met Everett, didn't I? And we met him and we were talking about that. I said to him, like, oh, he gave us 30 seconds in Munich that was ace. He went, do you know what? We were all celebrating. We were all thinking, why is Neuer celebrating with us? And he wasn't. He was grabbing the ball. Stockton Frio says, what do you think Ten Hag does with Harry Maguire? Right. Can we have a note? Go on, give me your honest opinion. What do you think? Because some of the stuff is a little bit just ridiculous now.
I think he plays him.
Right. Go on. What do you think?
I think you'd probably have to play him because he's not a prayer. He gets to replace all of the missing pieces in one window. I don't reckon he likes him, though. Mm. I reckon he tolerates having him.
Yeah. I mean...
You see Triple S fucking tweeted a compilation of his passing out today.
I hate that, though. I hate compilation
vids.
Like, you can get a compilation...
Is it a bad compilation? A compilation of bad
Triple
passes?
Triple S... No, Triple S is his agency.
Oh, they did? Oh, yeah. Right. Oh. God.
Like, look at this, world class or some shit.
No,
like that.
Okay,
stop
well,
all
that.
Sad as well. Also, if it's a compilation of shit passes, everyone's got a compilation.
I hate that when people
passes.
Put Benny Hill music to it. And all yeah, that. It's like you can make Eric Cantona look daft if you pick the right clips.
No one's
it's
got
easy, 100%
pass success rate.
But everyone gives away the ball. I hate all that stuff.
But yeah, it's also
but if
sad.
If his agency's doing it, that's just ridiculous.
OCC around Say says, don't judge managers by their time at PSG. The club is as dysfunctional as United. Both Tuchel and Emery have achieved more with less talent after PSG. In terms of Wally's of the week, where's my, sorry, I think Alex Bagley sent me the, some people, we asked for your Wally's of the week on the Telegram chat that we've got, which is part of our members section, extra content on the members section. And also we've got a Telegram chat you can get involved in as well. We asked people for Wally's of the week. I've got a few here that I'm going to read out while you two think of yours. Taryn Camplin says, whoever booed Pogba. Max Kelly says, Burnley board for firing Dyche. Josh Carroll says, Maguire for volleying Pogba. Minch Horchland says, oh no, sorry, he's just saying about Wayne Rooney doing well and beating Fulham. It's a shame it's not worked out there. Parky says, the Wally is surely Zach Steffen for pissing about with it and getting tackled by Sadio Mane. Thanks for them, and do send us in some more. Joseph, my friend.
It's tough, isn't it? I think it's probably Tottenham and Arsenal for just giving us hope. I'm sat here for the first 10 minutes of this video talking about how I think we might get top four.
Wanker.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to be that
loser.
Guy. I don't want to be that guy that thinks we can still get top four when we've been as shit as we've been this season.
Right off. Right.
And that's why you end up with people Arsenal like him and Tottenham are Wallies of the Week, because they've given me hope. It's disgusting. That's the one thing I'd given up on this season. I had none left and now I've got a little bit.
I'm going to be different, right? I used to go political. I'm not going to go political this time.
Loser.
Right.
You're going for the Higgs boson particle.
I'm going to make my Wally of the Week the person that criticised Stephen Houghton, and I criticise Stephen Houghton constantly, but the person that criticised him for slagging off Priti Patel. Because you called her a C next Tuesday, didn't you? On Twitter.
Yeah.
And I saw someone saying, you shouldn't say that about Priti Patel. Why not? That is exactly what she is.
It's like, she's a woman, you're like...
Is she?
I'm not sure she's
human. The devil incarnate. So that's my Wally of the Week. Go on.
Derby County owners.
Oh, controversial.
How come?
Running a fucking football club
He went, for the job and they went with Rooney.
Yeah.
So
who's got more experience?
Exactly. He said, what? Hey?
At this point, Wayne Rooney.
At this point, him. Because he's actually got qualifications.
What about that?
He's very much the school of hard knocks, and he's got
get involved in the chat. Let us know your Wally of the Weeks. Let me see if anyone, just people say.
People who can't take jokes about fucking Bruno crashing, you absolute drips. Get some mates.
Get some mates. just people saying gutted for Derby. Derby County relegated. Abdullah Ibrahim says Derby relegated. Some people saying Tellez as well as a Wally of the Week.
What did Tellez do?
Didn't have a good game, but then again, no one really did they? Apart from Ronnie.
Our defending was fucking comically bad.
It was bad, wasn't it? And, you know, that's the sort of positivity we're taking in with ourselves. Abdul Ibrahim also in the Super Chat says, Derby been relegated. Will Rooney stay? Do you think he'll stay at Derby?
No. I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't think so.
I think he probably got a big offer.
Unless he gets him promoted, his stock isn't going to be higher.
What's the odds on him being given the Everton job or offered the Everton job at the end of the season?
Yeah, I think he'd take it then.
They just about stay up.
Sack Lampard.
I think he should stay, you know.
Spank Lampard.
I think he stays there.
Hey, Rooney?
Yeah, I do. I think if he
stays
there.
Well, it depends on the sanctions.
Why though? What's he get out of that?
Because...
He don't love Derby.
Have they not got a new owner lined up?
I'm not sure what the crack is with him.
I thought they did.
Either way, I think people expect you to go, so I don't think it's necessarily a negative if you go. You go, look, I tried my best. The owners are pricks. Mm. Someone surely is going to offer him a job. Surely.
Yeah.
Sam Allardyce is out here getting jobs. He's getting a job.
I just feel if he
stayed, that'd be amazing. I think that'd be such a sort of break in the mold.
It'd be romantic.
It would. And like, if they finish 12th next season, then
but
he's
I
not
don't
getting
think
a Premier League job for 5 years.
I don't think it matters. No, like Frank Lampard bombed at Everton, Chelsea, sorry, yeah, and still got the Everton job because he's Frank Lampard.
One thing's bombing at Chelsea, the other thing is doing an average
job. Well, everyone knows at Derby what you've got, no money. You're playing children. They had a 16-year-old come on the other day.
They're going to be expected to win League One.
They couldn't even keep hold of Phil Jagielka, who's 73. Yeah, like, people are going to go, oh, he's just on a hiding to nothing there. I don't think he loses anything if he stays.
I don't think
he does all right.
I think he moves on. I think he gets offered a job and I think he moves on.
I'm not going to blame him if he does. I just think it'd be nice if he stayed. And I think he can actually still come out.
I reckon he could probably get a relegated team.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who knows? It'd be good to see Rooney eventually back in the Premier League, though. Do love Wayne Rooney. Do you think, right, there's this argument going on Twitter, do you think he's a little bit underrated by some people?
Yeah. As a player,
yeah.
As a manager?
Yeah, as a player.
Both.
Yeah. Because oh, yeah, both. It's like, his record's just stupid.
There's still a prevailing ridiculous theory that he didn't live up to his potential. Oh, he's the best English player
that's
for the
like
last...
the Ronaldo Brown
he's the best
school
English player since... What, fucking Kevin Keegan?
Yeah.
Or like, Bobby
United, record scorer for United, record scorer for England. Five lot titles, whatever
won,
it is.
Yeah. The lot.
Won the lot. Won literally the every club trophy you can win. Lot. The only reason we didn't win the Euros is because he got injured.
In a style of doing it that really no one else was doing.
Yeah.
Like, not, yeah, if you're a tenacious, hard-working, all-action, play anywhere on the pitch type player, you didn't get 250 goals. Like, you had to either be one or the other, and he was doing both. You're either a specialist striker, and he wasn't that. He just did everything. He was an unbelievable player. Easily the best English player since, I would say, Charlton.
Yeah, I mean, he's a contender for the greatest English player of all time. Yeah. Have you seen the Gazza documentary, by the way? Have you seen it? The new two-part?
No.
There's a new one out. It's on iPlayer. Have you seen
it? I don't like watching Gazza stuff at the moment because he sounds in pain talking.
It's very much archive.
Oh, right.
It's okay. Very much. There's
like, he's hard work to listen
no,
to.
No, no, no. I hear you on that one, but he's barely in it modern day.
He's got any cocaine.
Yeah, I know. It is sad. It is sad. It's drastic. And you also are... You always have that feeling. I know you probably think the same as like it could have been different if he'd have come to United. Yeah. Like he'd agreed to.
When you're looking at players like this, I mean, obviously he's passed away now. Fucking hell, names just completely escaped me. United manager recently passed away.
Franco Farrell.
No. Tommy Dock. Sorry, yeah, Tommy Dock. On Too Good to Go Down documentary, he's edited quite well. Sounds like he's all there and he's sharp and he's having a laugh.
Did you meet Dock here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gives his number actually. Sound.
I interviewed him a couple of times. He was sound.
I spoke to him over the phone a couple of times because he was supposed to have been coming in, but he's like, oh, I'm not too well. Then obviously he passed away, so he wasn't lying. But he was like, you know, a bit rough at the minute, but I'll come in and I'll chat to him. But like, it was fucking hard work to talk to him. Obviously, he was close to the end.
Right,
you speak to him.
It was a long time ago, about 10 years ago.
And he'd kind of stare at you, and you kind of like, I don't know if, did he hear me then? And then he'd reply, and you're like, I don't really think we could do a podcast there. I might be able to do an interview that we edit, but. And I get that kind of vibe off Gazza at the minute.
He does like Q&As and stuff, doesn't he, live? And he's got himself in trouble there by saying things he shouldn't say. And he's obviously not well. You know, mentioned the video where he's asking someone on camera for cocaine. He's obviously just, you know, and you can see it in the documentary. It goes through a few things. You see, you know, when it started going wrong with England, his marriage was disintegrating.
I mean, him and Jimmy Fivebellies did, just like, who can stay awake the longest drinking sleeping pills and red wine?
Yeah.
Just as something to do.
It's mad. It is mad.
Professional footballer.
It is sad as well. And if it's worth, you know, just, and obviously he's nothing to do United, but he's a, you know, if you're a football fan, which I presume you are, then check it out. Joe, what's next on the horizon? It's me and thee tomorrow, innit?
Yeah, me, you, Adam McCullough for the watch
along. For the watch along.
Liverpool tomorrow night.
And we'll be getting the post-match reaction from Stephen Howson as well.
Top four run continues.
So he'll be giving his thoughts on the inevitable Manchester United win.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do them lot. Don't you worry about that, yeah? Yeah, this has been Paddock Podcasty. What have you got? So you got anything coming out? Vibe with Five and all that?
Vibe with Five with Anton today. I think it's already out. Liverpool preview in the morning. That's a barrel of laughs.
Positivity, is that?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that just how many goals we're going to win by? Is that what you'd sort of...
No, Jay, it's not.
Is it
it's
not?
No.
That's what we are. Come on. 3 points in the bag, that. Surely. Go and check out his Vibe with Five. Go and check out his channel as well. Make sure you're checking out me and Joe and Adam McCullough tomorrow for... the watch along for Manchester United's trip to Anfield. This has been the Paddock Podcast. Thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring us. Check out the link in the description where you get 20% off and free shipping. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.